Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. When parents are absent or unable to care for their children, it is grandparents or other relatives who have traditionally stepped in to become the primary caregivers. In 2018, an estimated 1.7 million children lived with their grandparents instead of their parents. While keeping children within their families has benefits, such as moving kids into a home where they have an existing relationship, for older caregivers, it can also present challenges. With us to discuss a new report on this issue is Kathy Laren, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team. Thank you for joining us, Kathy.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kathy, what challenges do grandparents in particular face when they become the primary caregivers for children?
Grandparents face some unique challenges when they become the primary caregivers for their grandchildren. A lot of grandparents are retired. They're living on fixed income, and they weren't anticipating the financial strain of having to take on the care of their grandchildren. So income is definitely one of those challenges. Another one is legal assistance. For example, a lot of grandparents don't have legal custody of the children they're caring for. And the foster care system provides a lot of supports, including financial supports, that grandparents don't have access to when they're not part of that system. Separate from that, you know, when it comes to the legal custody issue, it's difficult for grandparents to make decisions on behalf of their children and apply for benefits if they are not the ones who have legal custody.
So has the COVID-19 pandemic added to those challenges?
Yeah, it really has. So another major challenge, an ongoing challenge that older caregivers face, is managing their own health issues while caring for children. And while everyone is at risk for contracting COVID-19, early evidence suggests that those who are over the age of 65 are more likely to be hospitalized and to die from the virus. So they're at much higher risk. In addition to that, like other caregivers of school-aged children, they've had to provide a lot of additional care and support for these children since schools and daycare centers have been closed.
So it sounds like despite their best intentions or efforts, grandparents and other relatives can face challenges when trying to take care of children in their family. Kathy, what federal or state resources are available to help these caregivers?
Well, there are several federal programs and initiatives that were established specifically to help grandparents and other relative caregivers. Some of these, like the Guardianship Assistance Program and the Kinship Navigator Program, were established through the child welfare system. And then there's also a National Family Caregiver Support Program that's part of the Older Americans Act. However, these programs are optional and they're not available in all states.
So what do those programs actually do?
Those programs provide a range of supports for caregivers. Some of those supports are financial. They can be counseling. They can be providing respite care, connecting caregivers to additional services. So the programs really can be very good support for those who have access to them.
Did you have any recommendations on this?
Yes, we did. So the federal agencies that administer these programs, they provide technical assistance and support to the states that have the programs. But we recommended that they do more to reach out, share best practices, and provide supports to states that have a large proportion of older caregivers with information about these programs.
So, Kathy, what's the bottom line of this report?
So grandparents and other relative caregivers play a critical role in raising millions of children who can no longer be cared for by their parents. But financial, health, and other issues can make that role really challenging, especially for caregivers who aren't part of the foster care system. So there are programs that are there to help relative caregivers raise children, but not all states offer these services. And the federal government could do more to share information about these programs to help states to better support the caregivers.
That was Kathy Laren talking about a new report on child welfare and aging programs. Thank you for your time, Kathy.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.